Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. The overture to the opera Donna Diana opens this first and very special programme of organ music on Organ First Radio. First, because this is where you'll find the very best of theatre and electronic organ music each and every month, and special, because this month the music will all be played by the late, great and sadly missed German organist Klaus Wunderlich, who passed away 10 years ago on October the 28th at 66 years of age. For the next hour, I'll be looking back over his lifetime, where he reigned supreme as the finest electronic organist the world has ever known. That recording was taken from the last CD he ever made, and was originally intended just as a personal gift to friends. However, the German record company, Bell Music, were given permission to release it commercially, and ever since then have regularly been re-releasing many of his finest recordings, going right back to the days when he became popular with his Hammond organ stylings. Klaus Wunderlich at the Hammond organ with Sing Nightingale Sing, taken from a very early 45 RPM recording. Klaus Wunderlich was born on June the 18th, 1931, in the small Saxonian city of Chemnitz in East Germany. His father was the chief inspector of police, and at 7 years of age, Klaus was given a piano, and it was on this instrument that occupied the next 3.5 years of his self-study. He never had a music lesson, a professional tutor, or even attend a music school. His big break came as a result of the local theatre being destroyed by enemy action during World War II, which caused the theatrical group to find a new base of operations in a nearby grammar school, where he attracted the attention of the directors and producers. But now he was in his fifth term at school, was quite proficient as a pianist, and by 16 years of age was employed as a rehearsal pianist by the local opera company. Around 1951, in the company of some other musicians, he moved to Mannheim in West Germany, by which time he'd become a good accordion player and played with a trio in the Simplicissimus Bar. Klaus indicates that it was the guitarist in the group who suggested they acquire a Hammond organ, an idea to which he was not at first happy with doing. Klaus is also known to have played in a group with a pianist by the name of Fritz Schulz-Reischl, who in later years reinvented himself and became famous as Crazy Otto. Thank you. a samba medley played on that recording by the Fritz Schultz Reichel Group. There's no way of proving it, but on that recording, the Hammond organ player could possibly have been Klaus. In any event, it would be typical of the kind of music he was performing with a group in those days. As we now know, the Hammond organ eventually became his first love, and it was after he'd secured a contract to play solo at a small restaurant that he was discovered by an A&R man from the Telefunken Record Company. And in 1959, he went on to make the first of many recordings for this label. Unmistakable sounds of the Hammond organ there with Klaus Wunderlich and It's Only a Paper Moon, taken from his first LP. Klaus's services were soon in demand as a musical director, arranger, and as well as providing musical accompaniment for fashion shows and touring with the famous German singer Katharina Valenti. He also appeared live with the Werner Müller Orchestra. Thank you. Tico Tico, Klaus at the Hammond Organ with the Werner Muller Orchestra and taken from a German broadcast. The first Klaus Wunderlich LP that I ever purchased was entitled Hammond Concerto, which was released in 1962. Hammond organs didn't have the orchestral sounds that he so desperately wanted to make, but even so, he went on to achieve the nearest orchestral sound that any organist had ever done back in the days when his choice of instrument was a Hammond M3 model. This is his delightful interpretation of the Serenade, which is part of the Alpen Suite by Ernst Fischer.
Thank you.
The Serenade from the Alpen Suite, played there by Klaus Wunderlich on a Hammond M3. It's part of a three-box set which was released in 2001 by Bell Music, and like all of their recordings, is currently available from MSS Studios. I personally believe that the original Hammond Concerto LP is without doubt the finest of all, if not any, Hammond organ recording. And I only wish it were possible to play the entire Alpen Suite, as well as the Sabre Dance, the Devil's Dance, and the Warsaw Concerto, which sadly does not form part of the Bell Music re-release, because by that time the actual reel-to-reel master tape copy had deteriorated. Now, I guess because Klaus had originally played the accordion, he was more than happy to team up with the celebrated German accordion maestro Hubert Deringer. They worked together to produce some of the most exciting organ-accordion duets ever made, such as this one, the Cole Porter classic, What Is This Thing Called Love? On Hammond, Hubert Deringer on accordion, What Is This Thing Called Love, and taken from the CD Swing and Happy, and that's also currently available. The details can be found on the Organ First web pages. Apart from teaming up with Hubert Deringer, the only other example I've come across in which Klaus shares the recording with others is an LP which he made with a vocal quartet, three men and a girl who called themselves Sonja Michael and the Centaurs.
Seinen Gruß.
Listening to a one-hour special of music by Klaus Wunderlich. This is Organ First Radio. And that was Klaus Wunderlich and a vocal group with I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. In 1967, Klaus entered into a new, highly productive phase of his musical life with the release of Hammond Pops Volume 1. Suddenly, people who might not otherwise have bought organ recordings snapped up each release. The Hammond Pops series ran for 10 volumes right through to 1973, and additionally there were other pop theme recordings including the Hits Again and Wunderlich Pop series. There were a number of international artists who tried to jump on the organ music pop scene, but none had the Wunderlich magic. Chim Chim Cheree and Hello Pussycat, both taken from the very first Hammond Pops LP. In 1974, Klaus took his organ sound a stage further, and with the press release, he made this announcement.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, dass ich einmal kurz unterbreche. Wissen Sie, welches Orchester das ist? Ja? Das ist gar kein Orchester. Das sind drei elektronische Orgeln mit Rhythmusgruppe. Wenn Ihnen jetzt die Sache wunderlich vorkommt, dann sind Sie der Lösung schon ziemlich nahe. Ich heiße nämlich Klaus Wunderlich und was Sie soeben hören, ist mein neuer Sound. Mein New Pop Organ Sound.
Organ sound with Klaus playing Honey No, Skydiver and Organ Boogie. Well, before that release, Klaus had taken control from the Telefunken studio sound engineers and in the basement of his home he installed his own recording studio, and from that day forth he not only played and mastered all his recordings but also played the drums and other percussion instruments. Seeing the potential in the use of synthesizers, he bought one and mastered the complexity of that too. Thank you. tune called Dufter Zahn, and that's taken from just one of three synthesizer LPs which Klaus made. The year 1977 saw a very rare departure from his usual releases with the production of Dream Concerto, a double LP featuring the Hohner electric piano, the Hohner clavinet D6, and the Hohner string melody. To my mind, this is one of the most delightful of all his recordings, with an altogether captivating sound, which is demonstrated in this, the title track, Dream Concerto. Dream Concerto, and that complete double LP is again available, this time on CD format, from MSS Studios, but with a slight change of title to that of Dream Melodies. Some of the rarest of all the Wunderlich recordings are six promotional LPs that he made specially for the Versi Organ Company. Apart from one, they have never been re-released, which is a great pity because they are wonderful examples of his ability to get the very best from a range of instruments which at the time would be considered cutting-edge, but by today's standards perhaps a little dated. Nevertheless, let's enjoy an exciting version of Duke Ellington's Caravan. Thank you. Caravan played on the Versi 248S model. Between 1971 and 76, Teldec presented him with a total of 13 gold discs and one gold cassette for his record sales figures. By far, one of his most successful recordings was the one titled In the Miller Mood, in which Klaus tries to make the compositions associated with the legendary Glenn Miller big band sound just that little bit different. Flying Home, taken from the LP In the Miller Mood. Klaus had many compositions to his name, and there is a pretty good chance that you've some in your collection, but no idea of them. Apart from using his own name, he adapted a German word and used it as a pseudonym. What was it? Well, the answer to that, and also many other fascinating facts, figures, pictures, and a complete listing of all the recordings he ever made, are contained in my discography titled The Pied Piper, details of which are on the accompanying Organ First radio visual screen. Well, let's enjoy one of those delightful compositions right now. Here's the lively Krug Polka. Thank you. Krug Polka. Bell Music of Germany have been re-releasing many of Klaus's original recordings in CD format, and it's been a privilege and honour to have been associated with a long-time friend and sound engineer of Klaus, a gentleman by the name of Werner Kohlhammer. It's Werner who has transferred all the original quarter-inch master tapes into digital sound copies that we now enjoy, and the latest of these is due for release on October the 27th. The interesting thing about this new CD release is that it features the piano duo of Emil and Alphonse Klinkelberger. Who are these artists, you might ask? Well, they are in actual fact Klaus. On the very rare recording titled Keller Party, originally issued on the Decca label, Klaus decided to make it different and released the recording of him playing the piano. Now, in actual fact, the tracks on that recording are all taken from a number of earlier Hammond Pops recordings, but what Klaus did was to remove all the organ and percussion sounds, just leaving the original single piano sound. To this, he added a second piano and then played a duet with himself. Hence, Alphonse and Emil Klinkelberger. And Tango Amour, played by Alphonse and Emil Klinkelberger, also better known to us as Klaus Wunderlich. And there we are, a track taken from an advanced copy of his new CD. Details of it will be posted on the Organ First radio programme screen, and naturally, it will be available from MSS Studios. Well, in a one-hour programme, it's been impossible to play more than a handful of his huge output of recordings on this, the 10th anniversary of his passing. Many years ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing him at length, and that complete interview can be heard by logging on to www.keyboardnews.com. Believe me, it's a fascinating insight into the musical genius, the king of the electronic organ, Klaus von der Lisch. Until next month on Organ First Radio, when I'll be including some of your many requests as well as new releases, this is Alan Ashton saying bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.